Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, June 10th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement. And today, once again, as we do each weekday morning, want to share a message that we hope will both challenge and encourage you. It's titled, The Desires for Other Things, and is based on the same text we've used the last couple of messages from Mark chapter 4, 18 and 19.
Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful.
Yesterday morning, Esther was so excited when she left for work. For months, she's been wanting to buy a pair of Converse All-Stars, which apparently, in spite of their old-fashioned plainness, have made a comeback and are once again cool among young people. Esther works in the fitting room at TJ Maxx and also processes the shoes. For a couple of months, she's been waiting for the Converse All-Stars to arrive in the size and color she wanted. It finally happened last week, a plain black shoe.
When we picked her up at the end of her shift yesterday, she didn't waste a minute in lacing them up and putting them on in the van.
Well, they still have that same canvas and rubber sole smell I recall from my youth. Well, the experience brought back a remembrance of one of the many, many times in my life when I've experienced the desires for other things. Over 40 years ago, I was a skinny kid trying out for the basketball team at Belton Junior High School in Belton, Missouri. At that time, the elite basketball shoe was the Converse All-Star. As I recall, it wasn't even sold in stores, but you had to buy it from the school. It was expensive, at least by my mom's reckoning at that time. But I really, really wanted a pair. I liked the smell of the canvas and the squeaky sound it made on the wood basketball floor. It had a status as the shoe for the serious basketball player. Pete Maravich, the preeminent basketball player at that time, played in Converse All-Stars. Well, I can't recall whether I ever actually had a pair of All-Stars, but athletic footwear has sure come a long way since then.
Sure have gone up a lot since then, too, in price. Oh. In the last two messages, we've been considering three choking weeds that Jesus taught in the parable of the sower, the first two being the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth.
Well, the final weed Jesus mentioned that has a choking impact on the newly germinated seed are, quote, the desires for other things, end quote. All throughout history, we have had a desire for other things. Jesus does not specify what they are, and the lack of specificity assures that this is a timeless message applying to all. I just can't smugly read the passage and feel, well, this sure doesn't apply to me if it would say a gold-wheeled chariot or so forth. Indeed, I regularly deal with the desires for other things and expect to do so till I die.
Spurgeon asserts, and I quote him, "All things except the things of Christ and of the Father are other things. If any one spends his life on any object, however good, short of the glory of God, the good seed is choked by the inferior object." End quote.
F.B. Meyer, actually, who was a contemporary of Spurgeon's, sees these other things as, quote, the strong and inordinate desires for what may be right in itself, but which we follow with extravagant zest. What is right in itself may become wrong if we put it in God's place and allow it to monopolize us unduly. End quote.
Let us today be thankful for our material blessings, for our abilities, learned skills, and variety of interests that God has given to each of us. It certainly makes our lives here below more comfortable and pleasurable and interesting. It also gives us common ground with others who may share similar interests or giftings.
At the same time, we must be ever careful to submit our desires for these other things to Christ so that He will help us with proper prioritization. lest the other things become like choking weeds. Above all, may the pursuit of following Jesus be the passion and desire of our hearts, as these other things fit into His plan for our lives.
And we'll pray about that today. Father, we submit to You our desire for those things that might be derived from our studies, our abilities, our interests, our accumulation of material things, or anything else that makes up who we are. We want to be careful to seek You above everything else, submitting these other things to You, so they will be of blessing to us and useful for Your kingdom. When they compete for our allegiance, they choke out the vibrant, growing relationship we have with You and soon make our lives unfruitful, leading to a spiritual death. Instead, we want our hearts to be cultivated ground so that the good seed of the Word may produce a great harvest of spiritual fruit to Your praise and glory, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us for our final of a three-part series on choking weeds. It's a joy to share God's Word with you. We spend several hours preparing these messages, and I'm so thankful for Brookscene's rich editing and adding supplemental material work to the message that I initially prepare. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Wednesday, June 10th, 2009. We welcome you to go to our site today or to that particular posting for June 10th, 2009. We do have a picture of a beautiful barn in Cumberland County we passed late yesterday afternoon. Some other photos of our life, including a dear lady we had a visit with yesterday named Naomi Wolgamuth, good long-standing Lancaster County name, and a little bit of a reflection about her. And then we share a couple photos from a minister's picnic we went to last night where we had a roasted pig and homemade ice cream made with a 1929 John Deere Model E hit and miss engine. Now that's a detail most of you would find uninteresting, but I think there's a few of you that would find that interesting as well. We of course do have a couple of songs that we feel would be a blessing today. A song titled "This Is My Desire," sung by a European choir called the Oslo Gospel Choir. The great hymn, but set to a contemporary sound. Actually, though, they didn't change the tune at all, and I like that when they sing a hymn. The vineyard, some type of vineyard singers, the great hymn, "I Surrender All." Finally, a song I came across that I think is really good called "When It's All Been Said and Done," by an Irish musician by the name of Robin Mark. All of this material, the photos, and the links to these songs are on our website or on the post that we have prepared for June 10th, 2009. Have a blessed day and continue to, above all, seek Christ first.